The image on the screen is chosen because our experience once we are settled is, of course, that there is a very dynamic presence and state that we are experiencing. But if you keep your eyes open for a moment, the center, as you go deeper and deeper to the center of the image, there is only light and a peacefulness, if you will. So we want to acknowledge part of the practice of meditation, and certainly all levels of the practice of living awareness, is to experience how living, how vibrant, how dynamic awareness is in any given moment, no matter what we are doing. Always keep in mind that the sitting practice is vital, absolutely. But that generally, unless you are a yogi or a yogini, sitting for, you know, basically 24 hours every day, we don't sit that much in a sitting practice. We're off doing the rest of our day. So we want to, in the sitting practice, not only accomplish, and we do want to accomplish Vipassana and Shamatha and everything that those mean, but we want to be able to, at the same time, use the Vipassana, the noticing, the insight, direct awareness in the Shamatha, so that then when we are off the cushion and in our life, the noticing, the direct perception of what's going on, not the superficial perception of what's going on. That's what we want to have. And that is living awareness. So Bodhi, our focus of Bodhi now for 2 weeks, and we'll keep going. Bodhi is not only that direct perception. This is why the Master DK calls it clear, cold reason. Clear. Cold means unemotional. Direct, that is to say direct, perfectly as things are. But again, not superficially, as things are, deeply. And then reason. In that case, the word is being used to convey not really purpose, but being. So we smile. Always include our physical form. So, you know, sitting well to the best of one's physical abilities. Immediately, there is an entering into a non-dual experience that we let be. But in order to bring to union the non-dual and the fact that we live fundamentally a dual existence, we then momentarily bring forward Vipassana. Momentarily, we notice. We notice, yes, actually, I'm experiencing whatever I'm experiencing. And because of its simplicity, the simplicity of our experience, the purity of our experience, the elevation of our experience. These are all, yes, generally Buddhic qualities. They are higher vibrational qualities. They are above and don't require mental machinations, cognitions, etc. They immediately happen. They are immediately within us. You see, they didn't require us to make them happen. We smiled. That was it. This is so important, my friends. It's important because the layers of reality are in every moment. All we have to do is notice them. But we're usually so caught up, so distracted, so feeling like we are on point, on task, with the exterior, the superficial. That's not a judgment. That's just what it is. We're so caught up with that. We don't usually notice the layers of reality that are in that very moment. So that's why this is important. Long, slow, deep breath. Smile with the world, with all of existence. Notice that awareness is one-pointed and at the same time expansive or spacious. And then let the noticing go. And as long as the practitioner stays one-pointed, the expansiveness, spaciousness will always be there. So stay one-pointed. Lift, lift slightly. And then rest. Rest all volition. Without losing the one-pointedness. If resting the mind is challenging, if, then soften and open. We soften and open to the fullness of our experience. And let go, let be. Let mind and awareness be without references. We are like Buddhas, gazing into the universe. We smile. Our smile is shared with the world. It is a smile that is rich with the vibrations of the heart. Because of the peace and the tranquility and the oneness and expansiveness that we have been abiding in. We take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting, knowing fully that we breathe with and in the world, that it is one life, one shared existence. Because our experience has been that of one, non-dual, no other. one of the most powerful recognitions when we are done with a sitting is to recognize that during that sitting, we have ceased the causes of suffering for ourselves and for others. Why? Because we have been sitting in tranquility and awareness. So for the duration of our sitting, we have produced no causes, no seeds of limitation, of duality, of separateness, of anything that is negative. For that duration, only the seeds and the fruition, the fruit of liberation, of awareness, have been produced. This is so significant. Please recognize it. All the seeds that we have experienced and the fruition we have experienced for 20 minutes or more have been that of awareness and liberation. We've produced nothing but positivity for ourselves and the world. So we smile again and take that off the cushion and into our life. Feel yourself through your day. Produce the seeds of liberation and awareness. Produce them. Bring forward awareness, compassion, and cease the production of that which is limiting, discursive, separating, etc. Love you all. Create your day.